Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don Shula, legendary NFL coach, obviously with the Miami Dolphins. He passed away at the age of 90. Last I had seen him, he looked pretty old, but it sounded like he just, you know, naturally aging and kind of fell out of the spotlight. Obviously, his son works in the NFL, but passed away this morning at the age of 90. Two-time Super Bowl champion.
That he was, Bob.
Six AFC titles, the undefeated season, Dan Marino, Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris. I mean, you name it.
Well, he coached, didn't he coach Johnny Unitas and the Colts before that?
Oh, yeah, he did. You're right. God, yeah, he, Baltimore Colts.
He all-time winningest record or all-time record for wins in the NFL, which is one I think is something to keep an eye on because that's a number that is, I mean, when did he get out of coaching? How long has that record stood for? I mean, it's been a long time since he's been around.
When did they hire Jimmy
locker
Johnson? 97?
Something like that.
96, 97.
And remember, there were seasons where he was only playing 12 and 14 games, not 16.
Right. So it wasn't even a full thing. And that's, I mean, you're looking at a number that has stood for a long time. And the only guy that can really sniff it of the modern era is Bill Belichick.
And he's probably going to get the wins if his health remains okay and he coaches for the next couple years.
I believe he is about 40 behind. Let me double check, though. And just to put it into perspective, I saw the list that came out today because people were pointing it out. So Andy Reid is also on this list. This does not look like an updated list because I believe Belichick is north of 300 and Andy Reid, but he's about 100.
Isn't Belichick second?
Belichick, I think, is still behind George Halas. Mm. And then it's so he's in third place.
Okay.
But it shows you just how big of a gap there is that Andy Reid, for as long and great of a career as he has had, is still like 150 or 120 wins away from reaching Don Shula and where he's at. So that's a number that I think people wondered for a long time, will it stand? And we all have the thought that Belichick will eventually get there, but Belichick's also up there in age, and we don't know what his quarterback situation is going to be in the next couple of years, right? I mean, let's imagine Jared Stidham sucks and they win four games next season, then you got to start drafting the next guy. They're always going to be, I guess, decent. You give them the benefit of the doubt because it's the Patriots, but I don't even think it's a guarantee that he gets another 40 or so wins and ends up topping him because there might not be playoff wins in the next year or two as well. So an incredible, incredible record to have that many wins, and we'll see how much longer the record stands for.
Yeah, Belichick said this recently. Don Shula is one of the all-time great coaching figures and the standard for consistency and leadership in the NFL. I was fortunate to grow up in Maryland as a fan of the Colts, who under Don Shula in Baltimore were one of the outstanding teams of that era. My first connection to Coach Shula was through my father, whose friendship with Shula went back to their days in Northeast Ohio. Extend my deepest condolences to the Dolphins. So that's okay. So that's the most recent statement he has released since the passing of Don Shula. Yeah, and I found one of the many articles that you can find about Don Shula today, because you have articles about the Baltimore Colts era and what he meant to that franchise and the players of it. And then obviously Miami, you're going to have so many different people sharing sentiments. I saw one on CBS from Hank Goldberg, who was in Miami when they hired Don Shula. You know, he proclaims, and I don't think this is surprising, he claims Don Shula, the biggest sports figure in South Florida history, without a doubt.
Right.
But it also dives into how unique he was as a coach in his time, not only for success that he accomplished with his teams on the field, but the way that he adapted and evolved with the talent in which he got. So he always had really good defenses, legendary defenses, right? In the 70s, they win a couple Super Bowls. They get to one. They're fighting the Steelers, the Steel Curtain in the 70s to that dominance in the AFC. And then they draft Dan Marino. And basically, as soon as they drafted Marino, Shula knew what he had in him and completely scrapped his philosophies and transformed everything they did to fit the more pass-happy Dan Marino, because he had too good of a cannon to keep running the ball the way that he used to.
Yeah, just to completely adapt is, I think, a sign of a great coach. And when you're around, I mean, he broke in as a head coach in 1963, and he coached until 1995. Just think of the eras in which he coached in, how much the game changed from when he started to when he finished. To be around for that long, and that many decades and generations of football, it's amazing. And I think it's always a sign, when you look around at some of the greater coaches, both in the past and currently, adapting is a huge sign of that. Nick Saban is a great example of this, a guy that was adamant against the spread, adamant against kind of modern.
It's going to hurt players.
It's going to hurt players, and this is not safe for the game, and we can't be, you know, this is the, we shouldn't be doing this. And all of a sudden, a couple of years later, he changes what he's doing, and now you watch his offense, and it's up-tempo, shotgun, spread him out. He evolved with the times, realizing that's where college football is going. And if you want to stay ahead of the curve, and if you want to continue to win championships, that's what you got to do. And to be successful for 30 plus years and to have the winning record that he did, and the only undefeated season, which is one of those things, man, I don't know if it's ever going to end or ever be topped. The Patriots came close, and it took a perfect storm. The addition of Randy Moss, like, it was just everything lined up for them, and they ended up losing in the Super Bowl with a chance to match them as the only undefeated team in NFL history. That record has stood for a very, very long time, and I always wonder if a team will ever be able to do that again.
Where do you think that is for records for sports fans of, like, the importance of it getting broken, if ever? Right? Like, we've talked
that
before.
That would be huge. That was such a big deal when New England went into the Super Bowl undefeated with a chance to pull it off.
And I feel like sports fans, no matter your age, you went one of two ways. It was really it. You either were, I want to see an undefeated team, I want to see a second team do that, or you were super against the Patriots and you would root every single week in hopes that they would lose their games.
Yeah.
And I was always in the camp of I wanted to see it. You know, I was always... My first internship was with a Miami Dolphin sports fan who grew up in Miami. He was the radio host. He used to share stories like that off the air about what that was like to be alive and see an undefeated season. And
undefeated.
Every year in the NFL, the last team who was undefeated, every single time, the first game that they would lose in the season, week 8, week 9, week 10, he always bought champagne and he brought it in for the interns, his producers, and everybody else that worked in that sports radio station. And he would pop the cork because it meant a lot to him as a Dolphins fan.
It was it. You're the only one to ever do it.
Exactly. It mattered.
I think that will be monumental when it eventually happens. And I look at the current state of the NFL, man. You've had a couple of teams that have gotten close over the last 10, 15 years.
I don't think there's any chance this is going to happen.
Right, outside of New England, Carolina comes to mind. Remember, they started, I think, 14-0 or 15-0. Mm-hmm. You've had a couple of those, a couple of Colts teams, if I remember correctly, were in that like 12-0, 13-0 range. And then you end up locking up the division, and you wonder, should you go for it? Do you rest guys? Do you get ready for the playoffs? Like, you start to enter all those kind of questions. But just with how much parity you have right now in the league, and really on the most years you look, and kind of 13-3 is the best record. I tend to agree with you that it's never going to happen again. And it makes it all that much more important. Like when Golden State topped the 70-12 Bulls, remember how big of a deal that was? If without Kobe retiring on that night, that would have been a huge final night of the regular season of them breaking the all-time wins record in the regular season. And the same will go for the NFL, but that thing has stood for 40 years. I don't think it's going to drop anytime soon.
There's also a really good read that I found this morning by Christine Brennan of USA Today. And she writes from the perspective of growing up as a Dolphins fan, loving Don Shula. He was like an icon to her. She gets into the sports media game. Her first assignment at the Miami Herald was to go to the Dolphins camp and ask questions about their running game and why it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And she was dreading doing this because she thought there was a chance Don Shula would get pissed with that question. And again, he was kind of a hero to her. But she asked it. She went and did her job. He didn't like the question. He kind of glared and then said, I thought we ran the ball pretty well. But her being on that beat led to another transformation. In 1981, she wasn't able to go into locker rooms in the NFL because largely they didn't want women in there while the players were nude. So she'd always have to wait in the parking garage, unlike her male counterparts, to get quotes and talk to players if they were, if she was fortunate enough to have them stop and talk. So in 1981, Shula stopped it, and he told all the players that they had to mandate, they had to wear robes so she could have locker room access.
She could come in and have locker room access. Yeah, those kind of stories are great. I love hearing, you know, past things like that. I was looking at his record, too, and just glancing at it, I believe it is, what would it be, 32 years as an NFL head coach. He only had one losing season.
Jeez.
1976, the Dolphins were 6-8. He had a couple of years where he was 500, a couple of 8-8 years, some 9-7 years where he came close, but that's it. And the other wild thing,
you know, he's headed for a similar career right now. Obviously, he probably won't have the amount of success. Mike Tomlin's in this running. He's never had a losing season.
Never had a losing season.
Never had a losing season.
He's been their coach for a decade now, at least, right?
You guys were talking about who might be able to. I'm looking at somebody like Sean McVay, who's 34 now.
Yeah, you got to start
to break
young
the record.
Break the record.
If he wins, he's averaged 11 wins in his first three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It would take 27 more seasons.
Nobody has 27 seasons left.
Isn't it crazy to
Nobody.
Think about that?
As great as he is.
27 more years.
So he's 34 now, so he'd be 61. It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
But he's got to really maintain.
But you've got to average 11 wins.
Yeah.
And you can't fall off because then you're going to get fired in the modern NFL, and then you might land a gig that isn't as great with a crappy organization. That's just not a given. To be with an NFL team for 25 years, it's remarkable. The other crazy thing, too, and it's funny that you always – I think it shows again why Belichick and New England are so special. So he was in Miami from 1970 to 1995. They made the playoffs, I wouldn't say every year, but 60-65% of the time. They only had the one losing season that I mentioned in 1976. He won his two Super Bowls back-to-back within his first 3 years there.
He went to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. They lost the first year.
They lost to the Cowboys in 1971. They went undefeated in 72, of course, won the Super Bowl. They went 12-2 and then won the Super Bowl again in 1973. That was it. That was it. He made it back, of course, against the Redskins in 1982. Lost to the Niners, of course, with Marino in 1984. That was it.
Yeah, somebody says if the NFL keeps adding games, someone is going to break the record.
Yeah, but again, here's the point.
Who's going to have long? It's tough to have the longevity of Andy Reid and Belichick.
Like, think about how good of a coach Andy Reid is.
Yeah.
And how successful he's been for how long he's been around the league. He's not even sniffing where Don Shula is.
He's also been fired.
Regular season wins, and I know it combines the whole thing, but regular season, Shula had 328. Andy Reid's at 207.
It's insane.
Yeah. You would have to be...
That's another decade of winning 10 games at least
a year. If Andy Reid can maintain health-wise, you presume Patrick Mahomes will be there at least a decade? So he's got a small sliver of a chance?
He's already 62. Is he going to coach for until he's 72 years old and then win and have Mahomes stay healthy and win 10
you
games
gotta,
every year?
No, you got to win 12-13 every year.
You
got to
up it than
right.
that, yeah.
So that's where, I mean, that's why it's, no, just, it's crazy be, when you put it in perspective.
I think it's got to be a young coach who breaks in somewhere, turns around a fledgling franchise, has some success, and then gets a gig at a premier, like the Steelers hire somebody after replacing Tomlin at a franchise where they don't make a lot of coaching changes.
Right, they've had three coaches since the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers are not in the business of let's panic.
Right,
and,
not firing anybody.
I thought Tomlin was going to be like, oh, they don't care. They'll say, okay, you'll get through this tough patch and be all right. Let's pick it up with this. Is that the most unattainable record? Or is it in the conversation of unattainable records in sports? The coaching record of most wins in NFL history. Don Shula, unfortunately, passes away. An absolute NFL icon. Needs to be recognized and talked about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.